reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 9, entitled, he told me yesterday.
The Desire Tree of Devotional Service.
Oh yeah, the Desire Tree of Devotional Service. Text 46. Ahoy Shambharam Janma Sarva Prani Kupajivanam Surjana Syeva Yesham Navai Muka Yantina Tinaha. Translation. Just see how these trees are maintaining every living entity. Their birth is successful. Their behavior is just like that of a great personality. For anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed.
Spójrzcie tylko, jak drzewa te utrzymują każdą żywą istotę. Ich narodziny są pomyślne. Ich zachowanie jest niczym zachowanie wielkich osobistości, gdyż jeśli ktokolwiek prosi drzewo o coś, nigdy nie odchodzi rozczarowany. Znaczy nie?
Report. According to Vedic civilization, Kshatriyas are considered to be great personalities because if anyone goes to the Kshatriya king to ask for charity, the king will never refuse. The trees are compared to those noble Kshatriyas because everyone derives all kinds of benefits from them. Some people take fruit, others take flowers, others take leaves, others take twigs, and others even cut the tree, and yet the tree gives to everyone without hesitation. Unnecessarily cutting trees without consideration is another example of human debauchery. The paper industry cuts many hundreds and thousands of trees for its mills, and with the paper so much rubbish literature is published for the whimsical satisfaction of human society. Unfortunately, although these industrialists are now happy in this life by dint of their industrial development, they do not know that they will incur the responsibility for killing these living entities who are in the forms of trees. This verse, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken by Lord Krishna to his friends when he was taking rest underneath the tree after his pastimes of stealing the clothes of the gopis. Vratsra Harana Lila. By quoting this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that we should be tolerant like trees and also beneficial like trees, which give everything to the needy persons who come underneath them. A needy person may derive many advantages from trees and also from many animals, but in modern civilization, people have become so ungrateful that they exploit the trees and animals and kill them. These are some of the sinful activities of modern civilization. Okay, now you can go.
Cywilizacje berlińskie i krzaczyły uważane są za wielkie osobistości, ponieważ jeśli ktoś prosi króla krzaczy, niech nie oburzy, król nikt nie odmawia. Drzewa porównywane są do tych szlachetnych krzaczy, ponieważ każdy otrzymuje od nich wszelkiego rodzaju korzyści. Niektórzy ludzie mają pomoc, inni kwiaty, jeszcze inni liście, inni gałązki, a niektórzy nawet wspinają drzewo, a mimo to drzewo bez wahania poważa każdego. Niepotrzebne i bezmyślne ścinanie drzew jest innym przykładem ludzkiej niedbałości. Przemysł papierniczy ścina wiele setek i tysiąców drzew oraz tych fabryk i z papierka wyprodukuje się tak wiele nonsensowej literatury dla zaspokojenia kaprysu polskiego społeczeństwa. Na nieszczęście, chociaż przemysłowcy ci są szczęśliwi w tym życiu, dzięki rozwojowi swojego przemysłu, nie wiedzą, że będą musieli odpowiadać za zabicie tych żywych istot w formie drzew. Werset ten, zdecydowany ze siłą Bhagavata, wypowiedział Pan Krishna do swych przyjaciół, kiedy otoczyło pod drzewem tym, pod drzewem, potem, gdy ukradł na niego Vastra Karnavida. Cytując ten werset, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uczy nas, że powinniśmy być tolerancyjni jak drzewo i również dobroczynne drzewa, które dają wszystko osobom będącym w potrzebie i przychodzącym pod nim. Osoba w potrzebie może czerpać wiele korzyści z drzew i również od wielu zwierząt, lecz we współczesnej cywilizacji ludzie stali się tak niewdzięczni, że eksploatują drzewa i zwierzęta i zabijają je. Są to niektóre z grzesznych czynów współczesnej cywilizacji.
Mudyanatimirandasya janaganasalakayam satsusmritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manavistam shakitam jena bhutale swayam upakaramaya dadati shaparantikam shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri adaita gadadha shri vasari gaura bhakti vrindam hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare. So the cruelty is being described here by Prabhupada, how in modern day people in general are so cruel to animals and trees and whatever comes in their way. So the first quality of a devotee is to be kind. The opposite of being cruel. We have to learn this quality. We're born in the worst age, Kali Yuga. We're not born from very high families. But the quality of the Vaishnava is to be compassionate. We saw that in Srila Prabhupada, he was brimming over with compassion. He was sorry to see others suffering. So, following in his footsteps, we have to be alert not to cause anxiety to anyone. It's easy to do just by a gesture, just by a word, we can cause pain to others. And Prabhupada says here, whimsically, without, just for the whimsical satisfaction of feeling superior. But we don't know that the result will come back on us. If we disturb others, we'll be disturbed. If we just look at the history, we see so much cruelty. Just here in Poland, so many people were tortured in the concentration camps. And even as we talk, man's inhumanity to man is going on. Someplace somebody's being tortured and therefore we were hearing yesterday how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says we have to become aggressive to check this untruth. To preach the glories of the Lord in a bold way. Knowing that this is the only remedy for the suffering of man. If we just remain indifferent or not, you know, taking the trouble, then we become implicated. Sin by omission. There's two kinds of sin. One is committing and one is omitting. Omitting to act when you should act is also sin.
Грешить,
So if we have knowledge and we don't distribute it, then we're committing a sin of omission. The example is given of the blind man who's going about to fall in a ditch. But we just think, well, that's his business. Why should I warn him? It's our duty to warn him. Because we have eyes. So by the mercy of the spiritual master, Om Gyana Timirandasya, our eyes have been opened with the torchlight of knowledge. So it is our duty to distribute this knowledge. We should tax our brain how to present this Krishna consciousness in a way that people will be attracted. So that they have a chance to go back to the spiritual world, where there is no more suffering. And by taking up this work, we'll also benefit ourselves. Forgetting our self-comfort, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays. Forgetting my self-comfort, that you go out and preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. Oh, this is wanted. And then we'll be recognized by the Lord and we'll get His mercy. Krishna clearly says in the Bhagavad Gita, no one is more dear to me than one who preaches this message to the innocent people. He says, never in the past, nor will anybody ever be more dear to me. So this is the last instruction in Bhagavad Gita. That we should become preachers. And then automatically our position is secure. It's like the example is given on the front line in the war, those who are risking their life, they are given all facility. Because it's appreciated that they are sacrificing so much. But don't think, just like was it someone asked yesterday, well, how can we in ISKCON expect to enter into Vrindavan? The anxiety may be that, well, we're here in Warsaw, not a very holy city, but Vrindavan is holy, but we should go to Vrindavan and live there. But we can get more mercy here. We saw that same advice was given to Srila Prabhupada. Why are you leaving, Swamiji, why are you leaving Vrindavan? Now you're here, you've already attained success. But even in his last days, Prabhupada was still preaching, in a preaching mood. A few days before he left, a week or ten days before he left his body, he called the temple president in Bombay to speak to him. So he said, if I'm not there when the temple is opening, then you should do like this, you should arrange this kind of prasadam, you should invite these kind of guests. He was managing even on his deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
because he realized this is the most important work, to broadcast the message of Lord Chaitanya. So if we follow in his footsteps, we don't have to be in anxiety, we're going to enter into Vrindavan. Actually, that's mentioned that before we can enter Vrindavan, we have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Jiva Goswami showed that example. He met Lord Nityananda in Navadvip and he asked permission to go to Vrindavan. And Lord Nityananda gave him that blessing. Yes, you are qualified to enter into Vrindavan. Otherwise we should think, what is my qualification to live in Vrindavan? To enter into Vrindavan, one has to be completely free from any sex attraction. Otherwise we'll never realize we're in Vrindavan. So we should think first of all, how am I qualified? When devotees were just reading Prabhupada's books about Krishna and the gopis, Prabhupada was very disturbed by that. He told them, first of all, deserve, then desire. But first, the best way to deserve is to please Nityananda. And Srila Prabhupada is the empowered by Nityananda. He's doing the work of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, they were going door to door, bringing people to Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada was empowered by them to do the same thing. So if Srila Prabhupada is pleased with us, then we can enter Vrindavan. So the best way to please him is to preach this message of Lord Chaitanya. So the people in this part of the world, many of them are innocent, we can preach and have some good result. Many of them are innocent, we can have a good result from our preaching. So then, by keeping that mood, we'll automatically become liberated and qualified to enter into Vrindavan. Okay. You do another verse? Or you want to make some comment? Take the other side and say, no, I want to go to Vrindavan. Can't be the devil's advocate. Okay, let's do one more. Eyagya kaleyadi chaitanya malakara parama ananda paile viksha parivara. The descendants of the tree, the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were very glad to receive this order directly from the Lord. Purport. It is the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the benevolent activities of the Sankirtan movement, which was inaugurated 500 years ago in Navadvip, be spread all over the world for the benefit of all human beings. Unfortunately, there are many so-called followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are satisfied simply to construct the temple, make a show of the deities, collect some funds, and utilize them for eating and sleeping. There is no question of their preaching the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. But even though they are unable to do so, if anyone else does so, they become envious. This is the condition of the modern followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The age of Kali is so strong that it affects even the so-called followers of Lord Chaitanya. At least the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must come out of India to preach this cult all over the world, for this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. The followers of Lord Chaitanya must execute his will with heart and soul, being more tolerant than the tree and humbler than the straw in the street.
Este o pregătire pentru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aby te temu rozumne czynności ruchu sankirtana, zainaugurowanego 500 lat temu w Navadvipie, szerzyły się na całym świecie dla korzyści wszystkich ludzkich istot. Na nieszczęście jest tak wielu tak zwanych zwolenników Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, których zabrakło jedynie wznoszenie świątyń, robienie pokazu bóstw, gromadzenie funduszy i używanie ich na jedzenie i spanie. Nie ma kwestii, aby nauczali kończyć Chaitanya Mahaprabhu na całym świecie. Lecz nawet też sami nie są w stanie tego robić. Jeśli robi to ktoś inny, stają się zawistni. Taki jest stan współczesnych zwolenników Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wielkani jest tak mocny, że wpływa nawet na tzw. zwolenników pana Chaitanya. Zwolennicy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu muszą przynajmniej opuścić Indię, aby nauczyć jego gruntu na całym świecie, gdyż to jest misją pana Chaitanya. Zwolennicy pana Chaitanya muszą spełniać jego wolę całym sercem i duszą. Muszą być bardziej tolerantni niż drzewa i bardziej pokorni niż słoma na ulicy.
Yeah. So we hope to see you all at 1 o'clock. We'll have more chanting and reading.
Więc mamy nadzieję, że zobaczymy się tam wszystkimi. O 13 będziemy wtedy wieczorem medytować i czytać.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.